You know, when I read the Bible, I sleep like thousands of times.
Hey guys, welcome to Talk with Sarah, a podcast inspired by the youth, where we cultivate a community of different race and tribe to serve God's purpose in our generation.
That's nice.
Living a yielded life. Imagine what the world would be if we all, like all of us, live out our purpose. Ooh. So guys, this podcast is for you if you want to live your purpose and journey with the Lord. I can't wait. So, let's go.
Hello guys, hello my people, how are you doing? How has your week been? Happy Thursday, by the way. Am I free to say happy Thursday, even if it's not the beginning of the week? But since this is the first time you're hearing my voice for the week, happy, happy Thursday. How are you doing, by the way? How has the week been? How has your work with God been? How is family, friends, work, and all of the things that you are pursuing at the moment? I pray that God will give you grace and increase in Jesus' name. So guys, today's topic is amazing. Like, you know, for every theme that we bring in this house is inspired by the Holy Ghost. And I was actually praying for something and I heard I get back in. And that is the theme for today. I get back in. You get back in. So I've been reading the book of David, and trust me, even though you've read the book of David, I've been reading the book of Samuel. So that's Saul, King Saul's story, David's story. And the one that's highlighted to me was David's story. And it shows me how the Spirit of God can actually make a difference in a man's life. To me, according to what I read, I felt like David had visibility when the Spirit of God was upon him. David had the backing of God when the Spirit of God came upon him. And that was why when the tormenting spirit was tormenting Saul, he was the only one that could play the harp and the spirit would leave. That is the Spirit of the Lord. And so I was just reading and I saw that how can a small boy, a boy in his youth, be so courageous, be so bold and say he would go against Goliath. People that were men of war back then were afraid. You that are just a shepherd boy. You said, I know that the Lord will deliver him in my hands. And I'm like, oh my God. This shows that when the Spirit of the Lord is with you, there is no fear because you have the backing. Even when it seems like all hope is lost. For you know that there is a spirit in man. For you know that there is God in you. All hope is not lost. And David realized this. He knew that the bears, the lion that he was fighting while taking care of the sheep, was not by his own power. It was the Spirit of the Lord. And so he said that he would go. He was so bold. Even when they gave him the armor and everything, he said, no, I'm not used to this. He went with what he was used to. He went in the identity of the Lord, and he knew that the Lord would deliver his people. The boldness for me was amazing because the Spirit of the Lord was upon. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. How much more we, that we have the Spirit of the Lord in us daily, every day of our lives. He said he will not leave us nor forsake us. He's with us. Not only David did this happen to, even Moses. God told Moses that I will not allow your word to fall to the ground. He assured him that wherever you go, I will be with you. Even Joshua as well. He said, do not be afraid. Be bold. Be of good courage. For I will be with you always. The Spirit of God never leaves. the Spirit of God never disappoints. And so where I got the I Get Back In from was Victor Lorenzi's song, I Get Back In. I walk with God the Father, walk with God the Son, walk with God the Spirit. All of them join. There's another one that says, I walk with God the Father, walk with God the Son, walk with God the Spirit, and I walk with the host of angels as well. I get back in. We have the cloud of witness with us. We have the elders. We have the Spirit of God. Ha! We are totally made for signs and wonders. We have backing. Do not be afraid. Are you going for an examination? Are you going for a competition that feels like many people are there, but it seems like you are one with God is majority? You would be chosen, for you have God. You have the Spirit of the living God inside of you. Do not be afraid. Do you feel like your relationships feels like it's not going the right way, or you just broke up with someone, or your relationship in your family is not the way it's supposed to be, or you're just in that space of God, where are you? He is with you. So far as you are a believer and you confess that He is your Lord and Savior, He resides within you. He is not leaving you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Says the Lord of hosts. He is always with you. If God is for you, who will be against you? No one. No one. David was able to face Goliath because he knew that he had the backing of the Lord. It was not his strength that made him defeat Goliath. It was the backing of the Lord. Without God's backing, hardly can any man succeed. But thank God, we have the Spirit of the Lord within us. We have our Father, we have His Son, we have the Spirit of the Lord, we have the host of angels, we have the cloud of witness. We have so many at our advantage. And that's why I said that we are not victims. We are victors. We are majority with God. Saul tried and tried and tried. Imagine, jealousy almost killed that Saul. He even killed him, not even almost. He tried and tried, but the Spirit of God was not upon him. The Spirit of God was not upon him. It had left him. So he tried with his own human strength, but he could not get through anything. Ah! The Spirit of God, thank you so much for being with us, for not leaving us handicapped, for being through us, for being in us, and for being upon us. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid. I just want you to know today that you have the supporting of God. So far you are in Christ, you have the backing of God. You are not alone. You are not alone. When you fight, you don't fight alone. The victory has already been given to us. But yes, we stay and persist to see the fullness of that victory. You are not fighting alone. You are not on this journey alone. Always remember, He will not leave you nor forsake you. And in Jesus' name we pray, for as many as that has listened to this podcast, to this recording, that their lives would reflect the Spirit of the Lord in whatever they lay their hands to do, in whatever they put their minds to do. Lord, they will receive divine backing in the name of Jesus. Just be obedient. Just follow the Lord. As He makes the footprints, put your own footprints. Follow the Lord, and the Lord will see you through. Remember, you have backing. Say it. You have backing. Glory. I love you so much. God loves you more. See you next week, Thursday, and do have an amazing week. Remember, keep living a yielded life. Bye, guys.